Hello everybody, how are you? We are thankful to the anchor.fm to make this podcast possible. You are listening Study Max channel on anchor.fm. This channel is devoted to biology, so it is very important for biology students. Please subscribe this channel and press the bell icon. Thank you. Question is, what is bagging technique? How is it useful in a plant breeding program? Answer, various artificial hybridization techniques under various crop improvement programs involve the removal of the anther from bisexual flower without affecting the female reproductive part pistil through the process of emasculation. Then these emasculated flowers are wrapped in bag to prevent pollination by unwanted pollen grains. This process is called bagging. This technique is an important part of the plant breeding program as it ensures that pollen grain of only desirable plant are used for fertilization of the stigma to develop the desired plant variety. Next question is, what is triple fusion? Where and how does it take place? Name the nuclei involved in the triple fusion. Answer is, triple fusion is the fusion of the male gamete with two polar nuclei inside the embryo sac of the angiosperm. This process of fusion takes place inside the embryo sac. When pollen grain fall on the stigma, they germinate and give rise to the pollen tube that passes through the style and enter into ovule. After this, the pollen tube enter one of the cingulate and release two male gametes. Out of the two male gametes, one gamete fuse with the nucleus of the egg cell and form a zygote, that is syngamy. The other male gamete fuse with the two polar nuclei present in the central cell to form a diploid primary endosperm nucleus. Since this process involves the fusion of three haploid nuclei, it is known as the triple fusion. It results in the formation of endosperm. One male gamete nucleus and two polar nuclei are involved in this process. Next question is, why do you think zygote is dormant for some time in a fertilized ovule? The answer is, the zygote is formed by the fusion of the male gamete with the nucleus of the egg cell. The zygote remains dormant for some time and wait for the endosperm to form, which develop from the primary endosperm cell resulting from triple fusion. The endosperm provide food for the growing embryo, and after the formation of the endosperm, further development of the embryo from the zygote start. So we think that the zygote is dormant for some time after the fertilization of ovule. Now, in this part, we will discuss some term. Okay, the first term is hypocotyl. The portion of the embryon axis which lies below the cytoledon in a dicot embryo is known as hypocotyl. It is terminated with the radicals. Next is apicotyl. the portion of the embryonal axis which lies above the cytoladder in a dicot embryo is known as apicotyl. It terminated with the plumule. Now the next word is coleoptile. It is the conical protective layer that encloses the plumule in a monocot seed. Coleorhiza is the next term. It is the undifferentiated cover that encloses the radicals and the root cap in a monocot seed. Monocot seed, okay. Next word is integument. It is the outermost covering of an ovule. It provides protection of ovule. Testa. And testa is the outermost covering of a seed. Next term is perisperm. It is the residual nucleus which persists. It is present in some seeds such as beet and black pepper. The next term is pericarp. It is the ripened wall of the fruit which develops from the wall of an ovary. Okay. To listen such podcast, please follow us on Anchor, and if you like, then share your friend and press the bell icon. Thank you.